Continuing on this morning, great to be joined by Ryan Hunter Ray, this year driver the number 23 again. Dreyer and Reinbold Racing Chevrolet is technically his 18th year associated with the NTT IndyCar Series. Back, of course, as with Dreyer and Reinbold Racing after a great year last year, of course, making the top 12 qualifying. Ryan, of course, is the 2014 winner of the Indianapolis 500 as well. We talked to you after the deal was done, so anything new since then to share? It's just the transition to it. I know you're really looking forward to being back with Dreyer and Reinbold again for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got the deal done. Obviously, we had the open test, which we did not have. I'm sorry, the October open test, which we did not have last year or the year prior. So we did. It was good to get that time with the hybrid and everything else, and still a lot of work to do there. But now, right now, it's just been planning phases, you know, going through things with engineers, trying to get the engineering lineup kind of dialed in and sorted and things like that, housekeeping stuff. But no, I'm looking forward to getting back on track.
What obviously Jack's with you now.
Yeah.
And have you guys talked much shop about, you know, car setup and what do you like, what don't you like, that sort of thing?
We have generally. I think we're going to do that more probably once we get into February, and we're going to have you know, more physical meetings here in Indy at the shop and things like that. So yeah, still really early days on that side of it.
Open it up for questions, also some in person as well. We'll begin here. Bruce Martin from Speed Sport and Forbes.
Even though you may not be in the car every race, are we going to see you at every race?
You know, I have no idea, honestly. Oh, James, you know, when he would say that, you knew he was lying. But then with me, it's no, I have zero idea. I don't know how much I'll be around. It all depends. There's a lot up in the air at the moment, but I'd certainly love to do some broadcasting work, right? And I've done just a little bit here and there, like we mentioned before, or went on James' podcast when I was on there. It was Long Beach, Indy, Detroit. I did some pit reporter stuff, so I did some booth stuff at Long Beach, and yeah, I really enjoyed it. It comes naturally, right, for me, having raced these cars for 20 plus years, and having the freshest perspective on the current car is also, you know, something that I can contribute with.
And to be a driver, a former driver, a current driver, being understanding the ins and the outs of strategy and all that, do you think that that is a very big asset in a pit reporter's role?
Absolutely. There's so many things that I think our, you know, our pit reporters do a fantastic job, right? And they can put things together, and even in the booth, right? You don't, but when you have that experience in the car over so many years, you know the little things, the nuances on tire wear and things like when you can see that a car is coming up to a line of traffic at Indy that goes by a lot of announcers and pit reporters and things like that. There's just so many little nuances to it that would stick out to a recent or current racing driver, you know, way more.
Nathan.
You've had these 2 years with Dreyer and Reinbold doing the 500 with them. How have you seen this team grow, improve, and do you feel like you've really got a team around you and potentially a car when we get to May that could compete again for winning this race?
Yeah, I mean, when I first came in with them in 22, it was, you know, just kind of getting to know each other and you know, limited running. We only had that one open test last year. We only had the one open test as well. It was rained out for the most part. So we had a lot of rain during you know, last year's the week. I always call it the month, but it's the week of the 500 prior to practice and all that. So we were limited on practice, but I'm tight with the team, really tight with the team and tight with the crew. It's a really good environment in that regard. The biggest challenge we have is coming together basically one time all year, right? You can practice all you want, talk about hypotheticals and the race and how we're going to deal with this and that. Until you get in the race, in a racing environment, a racing situation, and you have all these people on the stand and all the strategy that's going on and the spotters and the driver and all that interconnected to fire on all cylinders that one day, right? When you have all these other teams that have been racing and they're, you know, they're kind of in their flow, that's the most difficult part about doing the one-off.
And you've talked about it a little bit before, but having guy like Jack, who's done this with a handful of teams the last couple of years. I know he wasn't in the car in 2024 for the 500, but from what you know, working with him when he was at Meyer Shank Racing and you were at Andretti, what do you imagine you guys can do, and what's maybe the best part about you guys as a tandem together?
Yeah, I mean, I think the communication is going to be wide open from the beginning, and, you know, we're friends, and that helps. Driving style-wise, I think we're similar. You never really know until you can get into really similar prepared cars and go out and say, hey, this is what I felt, this is what I want, and then see what the other driver says. But, no, I think working with Jack as a teammate is going to be phenomenal in that way. You know, dry and ride bold racing is up against it, really, when you come to any year when you have such a huge technical change, right? Like the hybrid. It's not really just the hybrid itself, it's the weight. It's the where the weight has been put in the car, and the workarounds needed in the setup to get that right is huge. And you know, we're not going to have the time and the resources that the full-time manufacturer partner teams will have. We are, since I've been there in 22 and now in 23, or in 23, we were allocated more and more, you know, opportunities from Chevrolet, and we greatly appreciate that. They're a great partner, but it's just the way it is. You know, full-time partner teams are going to get a lot more information, track time, all that stuff. So we'll definitely be trying to play catch up.
Stick a couple off Zoom. Dan Jones, Dive Bomb Motorsports. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Ryan.
How you doing?
I'm not bad. How are you?
Yeah.
Busy day, I guess. Good. You're an Indianapolis 500 winner. You're an IndyCar champion. So I guess in some ways you don't really have anything to prove. So I'm just sort of interested in the mentality and the motivation that keeps you coming back to Indianapolis and having a go at this race year on year.
Yeah, I mean, it's Indy. It's unlike anything else, really. There's something about it that is a part of who you are. And that lives with me. That's just it, you know, it's Indy, and I'll give almost anything other than my children and my wife to be in that group of top three at the end of the race to have a shot at it.
And I also, and
that's really what it comes down to.
Sorry to interrupt. I asked a similar thing to Jack, but Dennis was looking at going full time in 2027 potentially as soon as then. And obviously, you probably wouldn't be looking for a full-time opportunity, but would it be sort of a project you'd like to be involved in, maybe from an advisory side of things?
Yeah, certainly. It would be something I'd like to be involved with, you know, conceptually, if that's something that comes along. But yeah, it's a long way down the road. But yeah, I'd be open to that. Absolutely.
And there's obviously been a lot of talk about a new car as well. So that's coming in 2027. So what would you sort of be looking at from a prospective new car?
I feel like we have to get back to like the way the cars were in 2012, 13, 14, and there was they were absolutely phenomenal. They were lighter, more aero dependent. Then we had this whole experiment with manufacturer aero kits. The cars looked horrible, didn't make the racing any better. And then we got back to it aesthetically pleasing car, right? The 2018 car. And that was, again, another car that was good and fun to drive, lighter, you know, very, very aero dependent as well. But then it, with just all the weight we've added to it, it's become a much different car, a much different open wheel racing car. So we need to get back, I think, to that.
Cool. Thanks, Ryan. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Dan. You know, we talk a lot about Dry and Ryan, but Husic Motorsports is still very much, and just being around Don is,
yeah.
I mean, the energy he brings to the team is pretty special. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Working with Don's been an absolute pleasure, and, you know, having the Husic name there, you know, in the program, on the effort, the car, the whole thing, it's great. It's a great fit, and really enjoy working with the whole group. You know, it feels like family.
You can tell he's caught the bug, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time.
One trip. All right, Joseph from Rubens Racing. Go ahead, Joseph.
Joseph Lanny Pavel, Rubens Racing News. Ryan, I got to ask, what are the biggest takeaways that come with you being a driver just only running the Indianapolis 500?
The biggest takeaways? I don't know. It's I don't feel like when I get in the car, I don't feel rusty at all. I don't feel anything like that. Just maybe it's because it's just part of who I am. I've been doing it for so long that it's almost like I'm working off of instinct. But the takeaway I would say is what I mentioned earlier, which is trying to get the team and a whole group of personalities teed up and ready for almost what you can't prepare for. You can do things to prepare to some extent, but once you get into the Indy 500 and you're going through all these different scenarios with strategy, and now we have a hybrid monitoring all these different channels of data that need that we really need to stay on top of. Strategies change that way too, so it's trying to get that group of people, no matter how talented they are. I mean, you have to get them all together in one day, and like I said, execute completely, 100%. So. Yeah, and they've done a great job with it in the past, and hopefully we'll do it in the future.
Yes, and my second question is, do members of Reinbold Racing, Kuzik Motorsports, do they look around at other teams to see what they're doing and then gather data for the 500?
No. We work within our own deal. We have, when you're looking at different teams have different damper programs, different shock builds and all that stuff. So you have to be pretty careful with that. But no, we have our kind of operating range that we work within, and then we have to change a lot of that setup from with the hybrid and where the weight has been put in the car. But no, we're blinders on, really.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joseph. Time for one or two more. Fernando A. Alonso from IndyCar Aldea. Go ahead, Fernando.
Hey, hello, Ryan. A little follow-up of the things about the car. I see that people said that maybe it's about the downforce, but also you said about the weight of the car. It's tricky to play with the downforce and horsepower, or do you think it's a little details that we can think about the new car in that aspect of things, sorry.
Well, you're adding a lot of weight to the car, right? Through the aero screen, through the different, and very, very thankful for the aero screen. The side intrusion panels that we've added over years of different accidents, right? Different scenarios that cause those upgrades to be needed. And then we have another one now. And when you look at, with the hybrid, the hybrid being added and where it's being placed and the amount, the weight of it, in order to have similar performance out of the car and the overall grip, you would need to have really reworked the tire, basically. But it is a very similar tire. It's not the same. And it's just sliding around a lot more. It's like whipping that rubber band around, right, with a lead weight on the end, right? And if you just keep adding and adding more and more weight to that, and at some point the band's going to snap. And that's kind of where we are kind of on the edge of right now, because the handling was a lot different. And that's according to a lot of drivers that I spoke with.
I just hear you in the podcast, you mentioned that the handling of the car changed a lot with the hybrid. Do you think still have a little room to improve just in setup and little changes in aerodynamic things?
Oh, absolutely, for sure. I mean, we've been IndyCar drivers for years, have been to different tracks, and we're like, oh, the race is going to be terrible. We can't pass, nothing. And then you have set a record for passes in the race, and all that happens. But yes, we're all going to make it way better than it was at the open test in the time that we have in practicing. However, you are grip limited, right? So that's why it was so much more difficult to pass at the open test. I think that will be a factor. Moving forward for the race, but no, we can have a rework on it for sure, and hopefully it will perform way better than expected in that regard.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Fernando. Any other questions in person, Bruce? One more before we wrap up with Ryan.
What's the latest on the next generation of Hunter Ray racers? I know for a while there you were pretty active with it. Is that increased? Are you trying to steer them toward swimming and golfing, something that might be a little cheaper?
No, we have. Yeah, golf would be great, man. I just don't. I'm so envious. I see these dads taking their kids golfing, and my kids are like, horrible, so boring. But no, I haven't. We're going karting on Monday, but we haven't been able to get out of the stick and ball sports. They're playing. Each one of the three of them is playing three different sports simultaneously, and all we're doing is it's like we. You know, people ask me, "What do you do now that you're not racing?" It's like. Draw the shades and I'm sitting in my bed just watching Lifetime Network. It's nonstop all the time. You know, just the handoffs from back to myself to this to that, running all over the place in conjunction with all the other stuff that we're doing, the investments in the in, you know, rental properties and all that, but it's just nonstop. So I hope to get there. I hope to. But we're kind of missing the ship because they're my oldest has just turned 12 and he's actually up to my chin. Yeah, so he should definitely golf. I wish. Basketball, soccer, and football right now. Yeah. I think we might be at the end of the road of soccer here soon, though. So.
It's okay. It happens.
Yeah. That was fine by me.
You got to narrow it down to some points.
Yeah.
All right. Last call. Great to see you.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thanks again. Ryan Hunter-Reay, 17th Indianapolis 500 coming up this May.